Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, bro? Welcome back. We are at it again with a brand new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Ben. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So you already know this is the place to be. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, drink something up, come kick it with your people.
For Shizzle, we want to give a shout out to our top five countries tuning in.
Yeah, let's run it down for people. So the top five, you know how I get down. I run it from the bottom to the top. So number five, we got Finland up top, Europe. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Keep consistent with the check-in. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it here. Real Adult Talk. Number four, India. Big shout out to the Bay of Bengal. Everybody out there in India. Number three, not the country, but the continent down under. Australia coming through. Number two, Brazil. They've been holding this number two spot for quite some time. So big shout out to everybody in South America. especially Brazil. And number one, of course, we got the home team, the United States of America. America, the beautiful, home of the Braves. So shout out to, let's see here, East Coast, West Coast, down south, the Great Lakes. And I come to you from New Amsterdam. So that's the top five. So once again, you know, tell your peoples, you know what I'm saying, to tell a friend, get your country on the top five.
You know, as you say, New Amsterdam, what is that Amsterdam that they say is sinking over there?
Yeah,
it's one of those places.
New York is kind of set up the same way. Yeah, shout out to the Dutch, man. Shout out to the Dutch.
Yeah, I was like,
New York is set up the same way. That's why they was able to set this up this way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a similar setup if you really study how New York is with the water and all that type of ish. Very interesting.
Oh, man. Man, I've had an exciting week, and remember I said, I just keep saying, like, I'm working on some things, and I'll let you know. I am officially 100% self-employed. I have been working at it, but it's like, you know, it was like my comfort zone, and sometimes I still be kind of in my head, like,
I can tell you, you know what I'm saying,
like, am I doing the right thing, and da-da-da. 100% self-employed. It feels different. The one thing I do is try to keep myself busy every day, make sure I'm doing something every day, working towards something every day, and getting, like, my routine down. I've been more, like, you know, getting my social media accounts where they need to be. Of course, if I would have stayed consistent when I started it, I would have been good, but I stopped for, like, 7-8 months. Don't worry about it. Don't judge me. Judge mama. But I've been staying consistent with social medias. You know, doing other things, you know, everything, like every day you got to go towards something with business. I get my weekends to myself, and so that's a good thing. And it's like the weekends to myself, this weekend it represented me doing studying and me pulling more information and, you know what I'm saying, me tapping into other things. And I felt great because I'm like, man, I haven't done studying in a while because, you know, everything is there and you just want to rest. So I got a lot of studying done this weekend. I got a lot of things handled that I needed to get handled, you know, this weekend. And I'm just like, I'm just in awe. Like, you know, we're going to run it down. We're going to make it happen. Let's do what we do, right? So I'm super hyped about this journey that I'm on, super hyped about everything that has been in alignment, everything that I'm working on. So that's a plus. A lot of just, I've been so just mellow. I really have. I've been extremely mellow. And I've been feeling really, really good. You know, I got my star players around me, and that's the part that just matters the most. We're going, you know, and you know, it's not my intent to just ever work for anybody again. But whatever happens, happens, right?
Yes.
I've been spending time. My dad has been in town for about 2 weeks now. So it's been a cool thing with him because he's been getting a lot of stuff situated around the house that needed to be done, like redoing the whole bathroom upstairs. Little fire marshal Bill, his twin, you know, had a little situation up there. So that went and completely fixed all of that stuff where I didn't have to pay anybody to come do it. My dad did it all. And, you know, carpet cleaning, just all types of stuff. Like, I'm just like, it's a whole new, you know, situation going on. So, super excited to spend time. My other family has been doing a lot of back and forth from Florida, so I'm enjoying that because I've been wanting them to come up from Florida so long. I find myself that I'm always in my office, and that's just something I think maybe because I only have one sitting room, and the kids and things like that are in that sitting room, I find myself there. And I'm like, you know what? When I do move, I want to make sure I have two sitting rooms because I don't always want to sit in my office. But I found myself extremely, like, comfortable with just staying in my office all day. And that's something I got to break. I've been doing it for the last 3 years or so, 4 years. So I got to kind of break myself out of that habit. I find myself moving around a whole lot more now than ever. We got nominated for a magazine interview that I did. So we go looking for that information in reference to the business being nominated, my nonprofit being nominated for the ad. So that was some good stuff. Just you know, all good energy, having your solid players around you, staying focused, looking forward to greatness, you know, doing my spiritual work, watching that grow, you know, being in tune there, being in tune, you know, with the actual work, and now finding, like, things to do with the kid that I never had time, or I was so drained that I couldn't do certain things. Like, now it's like, okay, incorporating movie night, like, once a week, and then going some, you know, finding somewhere to go with them, getting out of the house, doing certain things. So it's just like, it's newness. We just had the new moon solar eclipse just happened, and it's just a lot of newness that's coming in. Like, it's new, brand new karmic cycles coming in, brand new energies, brand new, you know, lessons that you need to learn. Whatever you were going through before karmically, it's in the past. You know what I'm saying? So there's endings for new beginnings. Now, it depends on where you were on that side. It's depending on where you, what you're getting. But the new moon is, like, about manifesting and setting intention. So hopefully, if your heart is pure, you know, you're going to see the fruits of your labors. 10th October being the 10th month, it's new beginnings. You know what I'm saying? All the way around. So new moon, new beginning, solar eclipse. I'm ready to see what the universe has to offer. So that's been my week. How was your week?
Awesome, awesome. My week is good, solid. So my week, I'm calling this space age efficiency. So, you know, last week I said it was efficiency. So this week has been efficiency part two. And I just said space age because I'm really just in tune with all the technology and making it work
space
for me.
Age,
you know,
go ahead and say it. Space
yeah,
age.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Shout out to A-Ball and MJG, space age pimping. You know what I'm saying? And that's all day. That goes without saying. So they talked about it, you know, in that song, they talk about just, you know, futuristic with your game or whatever, and the future is now. So I'm just embracing it, you know. So shout out to interior decorating has been strong, and so I'm just blessed that that's been coming together really nicely, getting back in shape the way it should be. Real estate, like I said, is right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just really just grabbing a hold of that and just really finessing that the way I want it to be. Shout out to Vintage Nubian. You know, the business is going good. Had a pop-up today. I can't wait to see the numbers. Let me just try to think what else. Of course, it's the fall season, so pretty soon we're going to be, turning back the clocks? What is it, turning back or pushing up? Fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Fall back. So I'm just waiting for that, you know, like this, like that, like I said, this crisp weather, you know, longer nights, shorter days. So I'm just embracing this fall. And like you just said, like, I'm just so in tune, and then at the same time, so anxious to see, you know, what's next, you know what I'm saying? But I'm excited about it, you know, just seeing how the rest of the fall, going into the winter, going into 2024, how everything is just, you know, unfolding. So, so once again, space age efficiency, and that's my one.
Okay, I say. So, I see. I see this comment. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Let's start there. But
yeah.
I feel like the more these people, what is it, Gen Z people talk, the more I realize how fucked up they are, right? It's like, push this generation the fuck out of there. Push this generation the fuck out of there so we can act like they never existed. I mean, that's not really, because I have a five-year-old. I need to figure out what generation he in. He can't be in Gen Z. I don't think he's in Gen Z because, I mean, he's five. He's in the next generation, because he doesn't even move or think like a Gen Z person. My 5-year-old is so intelligent, like, it's ridiculous. So he's not, but this Gen Z.
Why you say that though?
Young lady that had this post, and you know, everybody wants to get a mic and have a podcast, but she says, when men are having money problems, they start dating big girls. And I said, what?
Oh, shit.
Big what?
Okay.
Now, if you guys don't know me, I'm black. I'm thickalicious. I'm super, super, super thick, right? I have been dating rappers, movie stars, athletes, for a very long time. I don't necessarily have a problem. No, I'm not out here like these people with fake this and fake that and fake this and fake that to try to keep me killing. I'm me, right? This other day, I had on my throw-on dress, and I didn't even comb my hair, you know, my hair short. And I was getting some gas, and this man pulls up in this fucking big ass, big body, big music, big, right? And he's like, damn, I like that little dress. I laughed it off, right? I'm not, you know, I don't cheat, you know what I'm saying? And let's push. So I just laughed it off and got in my car. I don't have a problem with pulling anybody of any stature, right? The people that really don't, I'm out of their league, they're going to try the most because they're going to be like, man, I'm out of their league. You know, I feel like men that try to talk to women that they know is out of their league, they're like, maybe she having a bad day or maybe her self-esteem low today and she's going to give me a shot. Like, I just feel like But the young lady said that when men have money problems, they go and date BBW. Like, they don't, when they money right, a man with good money, he's not going to deal with a BBW. So I wanted to bring the topic here because, I mean, I can tell you on so many occasions, I am not a name-dropping type of person, so I will not, but I can tell you that that's not true, but you have so many women that go and do all this work. And that's the thing. You do all this work on your body. You go get the fake hair. You go get, you know, all of this money that you spend on yourself to seem as though you're high maintenance, right? And then that man, he's still smashing a thick chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're there. So are you proud to be on his arm, but knowing that he really fucking with a super thick chick or BBW on the backside, right? So just because you go and spend this expensive-ass money on your upkeep of yourself, that doesn't make you a top-notch chick or that doesn't make you classy. That actually shows how not classy you are. Unless you are in the limelight, unless you are, like, a billionaire and you make... What the hell? Unless you're making all this money, it doesn't make sense. I mean, look at Black China. She undid all of this shit that was supposed to be the end now, right? What shows a person being about their bag and being high class is someone that knows how to keep themselves together naturally and don't spend a lot of money on it. Because if you high class, your money ain't going to go make somebody else rich. Your money is going to make you rich, right? And so you can be okay, not wear no makeup and keep your nails, toes, and eyebrows done and keep a nice fit on and still be looked at versus the person with all this fake shit on. When I tell women all the time, other than a rapper right now, men with money, they not finna be flashy. You got a lot of people, they just want a flashy nigga. Men that really got money, they not finna be flashy. And they wonder why I always pull the boss out of the crowd. Because y'all looking at the hype men, they happy that they on somebody else's money. They happy they ain't got to pay for the liquor. They happy they ain't got to do all this. A man that got money, he knows what type of, what attention brings to him. He's downplaying that shit to the core. A man that got real money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about the man that can keep up the personality, to keep up the facade of you know, I'm Gucci, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding this, I'm riding that. I don't even want them type of men. I want the man that's gonna ride in a nice little Chevy Tahoe. I want a man that's going to ride in a decent Honda, okay? Because those type of men, that Hondas are called sliders here, those are the type of men that truly got a bank, right? They ain't out here trying to play. Of course, you ain't finna tell me you working at McDonald's. But the men that I know that really got a bank, like, they not flossing for real. So tell me what you think about this topic, though. Do you feel like a man... if he's dealing with a BBW, that he's not financially stable, is that what you like? What you think about that?
Wow. Okay, man. I'm trying to figure out what angle I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come with it.
Let me give you one more to help you out. Remember the boxer? What was his name? And he revealed his baby mama, and she was a BBW. And everybody was like, man, you got all of this money, and you with a BBW. The woman he got kids from. He like, yeah. Everybody wanted to talk shit and, you know, bash him for still sticking with his baby mama after she done had his children and gained weight. And he was like, I'm not leaving my baby mama because y'all crazy ass people. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to give you that example. But a lot of times people don't say anything in the public eye because they're like, oh, they're not putting it out there because like, people are stupid, especially these Gen Z people. So they like, fuck these people and their opinions. It's none of your business. But tell me what you think about it. Do you think a man has to have...
All right, look, I'm going to just tell you this. And this is real talk, so we keeping it a buck here. So a lot of times, and this goes for men and women, so it's just how you age, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when women have kids, you know what I'm saying, they're in a comfort zone, they push, you know, they're getting in a mid-30s, 40s. A lot of women let themselves go. They might have used to have been fine back in the day, but now they got married, you know, they got a little family life, and you know, they kind of situated, they comfortable, so they don't keep up with the appearances all like that like they used to, you know what I'm saying? Because they're like, I'm not as young no more or whatever. And then, so I think that's why, as men always do, you know, get like a PYT, like a little pretty young thing too, because, you know, men, our lust, it doesn't change, really. You know what I'm saying? We always going to have it. Of course, we're going to be about our family, especially if we got kids. We're going to hold it down. If she's been a day one female with us or whatever. But men, you know what I'm saying? Men is going to be men, especially, like, I, you know, hashtag happily married men. I'm just saying, you know, you go as a man, you want something because that's what keeps you young, that little PYT. You know what I'm saying? So I think now the situation, too, is basically, you know, a lot of these women.
That didn't answer the question, but go ahead.
I'm painting the whole picture, but I'll come back around.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I think a lot of them now too, especially women who are getting a little older, maybe they got a little bit of money or whatever, or they got some money to the side. They're like, I'm gonna go ahead and. Because it's not coming off as fast as I want it to be naturally. Then they go and have all these surgeries and stuff like that to try to, you know, try to keep up with the Joneses, try to look younger and all this other stuff. And I just think, you know, that situation. So, so I guess to answer your question, do financially stable men date BBWs? I mean, it all depends. Like, I think it's situational. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're looking to date BBWs, but if they was with somebody that was, you know, got it with them, you know, through the mud or whatever, and then they had some kids and they kind of just blew up, then like you just said with the boxer, then yeah.
So you don't think that a man would just intentionally date a BBW if he don't have a history with her?
Well, you know what? Look, I can't speak on that because, you know, that's not my flavor. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not, it's not in my psyche. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really answer this question to the best of, because, you know, I'm not like every.
Your wife is not skinny. So at the end
yeah,
of the day, you like something proper. But, you know, a BBW is considered anything that's not skinny. Big, you know,
yeah,
beautiful women.
But that's the thing, and I don't like the label BBW. Like, I wouldn't call you a BBW, or I don't know, like BB, because it's like,
well,
I realize a
lot of people wouldn't be like BBW, but I realized when I was modeling that's how it's broken down. Either you're skinny or you're not, right? They don't be like, oh, look at her medium sized ass. Either you're a BBW or you are, you know, saying a little slim thing. That's just how it goes.
I can't really get into that because it's too basic. Like it's more levels to it than that. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. So like I said, I don't want like a just slim. I like all types of black women. I really do. You know what I'm saying? But I just like a nice stomach. You know, I like a person that's just like, you know, try to stay in shape to a certain extent. But you know, like I said, when they, I just don't like the, oh, BBW is big, beautiful women. Isn't that what's the acronym for it? But I don't know, man, because sometimes when you see BBW, it'd be some like big, like just out of shape, totally ain't even trying to get in shape. And nah, that ain't what's up. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody who's going to at least try to motivate themselves to be in shape. So, I don't know, man. It's tough for me to answer this question. I'm going to be honest with you, Black. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to kind of drive and maybe put me onto some stuff that I'm just missing.
As me, Black, you know, being in the limelight for as long as I have been, of course, I was definitely smaller than what I am now, right? But as I kind of tried to assist you along the way, I didn't have any issues back then, and I don't have issues now. I like, honestly, I don't. With any type of man that's on me. No, it's not. Oh, okay. Here's the thing. Yeah, there's a lot of women out there, right, that's going to get these surgeries and so on and so forth. But real men, in all honesty, they getting tired of because not everybody look alike, right? Not everybody look alike. Everybody look the same. Everybody got this done. Everybody got that done. So not real men just sick and tired of being seeing that. And you got men, every woman going to get her ass done, and you like men that just want a little small petite little something. Something regular smacker. You know what I'm saying? Now these days, if you know me, if I did not have the track record that I had, to where you could be able to go look me up from back, way back when, and I can, you know, be that, people would really think I have ass shots. And that's how pathetic it is. And it's like, no, brother, I'm who they want to be like. You know what I'm saying? I've never had any type of cosmetic surgery in my life. I'm who they want to be like. So when I sit back and I look at it, having a big ass is something that draws attention. Now they done came and wore it out. That's why you don't tell people the benefits of what to have, because they're going to wear it out. Whatever you got that somebody wants something of, everybody going to jump on board and wear it out. That's the thing about Black folks. They're not going to create their own trend. They're going to wear out some shit that everybody else is doing. So for those of us who've been had ass, we already know what it is, right? You got a lot of men that prefer a thick chick. You got men that don't come out in public with their chick because they know that the media fucked up, right? But they chick a big bitch because they prefer a big chick. They prefer a BBW, right, in life. And these men got a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to the women that's getting their body done and stuff like that, you're considered now something to have fun with. Now they're going to have fun with you and leave you, because guess what a realness going to be at? Guess what a person that's going to genuinely rock with you going to be at? Guess what a super wet, gushy going to be at? Guess what that motherfucker that's going to eat that sausage like it was the last one and she ain't ate for 12 hours? Guess what that's going to be at? Like, all of those things, like, I don't see it. But I feel like women feel like, oh, if I'm small and if I stay in the gym, then everybody gonna want me. And and I see the most funniest memes that are so true. Beyonce is half of the world's idol, maybe 75% of the world's idol, and she still got cheated on. So what makes you think you keeping your body intact and in order is going to keep you drawn to a certain type of man? It just doesn't, that does not mean that. It doesn't.
Yeah. You know, like, what's the word? I don't even know if I'm saying the right word, but superficial and all that. I think, you know, it's somebody for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm trying to make waves on this topic, but it's tough for me because, I mean, I just think it's...
You don't like slim women. You like a thick woman, but you're happily married. But if you were financially stable, would you still want a thick woman, or you would want a skinny woman just to go with the narrative?
No, I don't pay attention to narratives. And like I said, it's certain things just attract me to different women. You know what I'm saying? The woman's got to be a Black woman. You know what I'm saying? That's my one thing. But other than that, it's so many different. And I'm not into like the ass shots and the fake shit. Like, I mean, I remember I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, the movie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Wayans or whatever. But the one skit where the lady, she had, like, he meet her at the bar, take her back home, and then he get ready to, you know, get busy with her, and she got a fake butt, she got a fake leg, she got a weave, she got fake eye contacts and all that stuff. And it's just so ironic how, like, now that's just the norm. And then, you know what pisses me off
Like, I hate when a woman is already just naturally beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she ain't got the biggest ass, but it's a nice piece. I don't know why it got to a point where everything's got to be big. I mean, like, a nice round ass is nice, don't get me wrong. But a nice little slim thick, a slim something, and you got a nice little just little bubble, that's nice too. You ain't got to get all crazy cartoonish when you got this. The ass don't match the hips, and then, you know, you had nice breasts, and now you got them all plumped out, like, all, like, it's just, to me, that stuff, I mean, it's just a turnoff, you know what I'm saying? I hate when somebody just was just naturally, and then to me, that's just insecurity and all this other stuff, and I, you know, I just think it's natural ways. I mean, I guess now, they, you know, women, especially if you got some money and stuff like that, you get the little nip tuck here and there, but it's a lot of, to just take it to the extreme, and then they even got money like that, so they do it and they half ass do it, and then they get messed up, and then they got to go and get it redone by a new doctor because maybe the other doctor not even practicing no more or whatever, and it's just I've seen so many just botched bodies, man. It's just like, nah, that's not what's up. And then
yeah,
on the,
they
but then,
it
that's
out.
One part.
That's the new normal.
But then on the other part too. I don't like just a sloppy chick, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, come on. Like, you got to get your eating habits in better, you know what I'm saying? You got to just, you know, let's go to the gym. Like, let's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, tighten that shit up, you know what I'm saying? So the both,
you gonna
the
get
both
the body
sections, I don't like
you.
A fit chick, and then I don't want somebody just sloppy, you know what I'm saying, either. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you got to find something in the middle. So that's where I'm at on it. And I think,
right.
You know, women should be like that for men, too. I think, you know, as I get older, you know, or wiser, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just fall off and just, I don't give a fuck no more, and I'm just gut hanging out, this and that. Like, nah, man, like, you know, stay chiseled. You know what I'm saying? So that's mine. I'm a big
actor. And for me, it's like you're going to get the body I give you, right? Because your structure is your structure. You're going to work hard or you're not. But I'm not trying to work to improve or be with nobody I meet, you know, I keep, you know, keep everything where it need to be, even though I'm not looking for nobody. I'm me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. You should be. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part, too, where it's somebody for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying just because, and like I said, I'm saying hashtag happily married man, but, you know, it's just different things with, you know, that I might have in my relationship at times. And I'm like, you know, the vice versa. We might not be attracted to each other. Whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, I do know, but I'm just throwing this out there. But what I'm just trying to say, at the end of the day, you like what you like. So, you know, of course, like, I've always been picky. I like, you know, I like what I like. You know what I'm saying? And, but there's a lot of other guys that like a big woman. You know what I'm saying? A big, they don't give a fuck. Like, they like it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the person that's for that person.
Big.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah. So that's
me,
I'm know,
always
that's,
keep my eyebrows done. I'm always keep my nails done. I'm always keep my toes done. I got good hair. You know what I'm saying? Big booty, you know, and thankfully
yeah.
I be trying to keep it where it ain't going too crazy, you know? So
yeah.
That's just me. Per se, and how, you know, I line and carry myself because I always want to look good, smell good, so on and so forth. But I just feel like this whole stigma, like women are so crazy. Just to me, you know what this sounds like? You know how women be like, oh, that's a hoe. That's a hoe. And they'll sit down and they'll talk about their friends. That's a hoe. And this girl, she like to do this and she like to do that. And then they be upset because the nigga that they go and fuck the hoe. And you fucking with this hoe and this hoe fucking with this person and that person. You know, niggas like hoes. I don't know if women didn't get the memo or not, but hoes save the nation, right? You know, women, men are like okay with women that's empowered in that manner. So it's like women that don't do the same thing as other women do. And then they try to talk down on them, but them the same type of women that your man like. To me, that's what it seems like. Them the same type of women that your man like. You talk about hoes. Oh, baby, we went out. Well, first of all, baby, why you going out with a hoe? That's her thing. I don't be trying to clock her. Da da da. Birds of a feather flock together. You ain't gonna tell me. Listen, you're not gonna tell me. At this stage in the game, with all the work that I put in for myself, all the things that I've accomplished, rebranding myself a couple of times with my own money and no assistance from nobody that's around me, that I'm finna sit around and be with somebody that's going to decrease my value. So that's just like, and I talked about this before, like a lot of my problem when I was rebranding, most of the women, they gave pushback. Most of the women didn't want to work with me because they're like, oh, you did this? I feel too good. I feel too good to work with you, right? And I got a lot of that. So now I work with anybody because I co-sign for everybody. Whatever it is, what you want to do, do it. But when you're talking about, because that's business, I'm not going to stop somebody from getting their shine on if I can assist you with getting your shine on if you're working for the greater good. I'm going to work with anybody. But what you're not going to do is tell me that I'm finna have a friend around me that's around my kids and around my children, and she is currently active. She ain't learned a lesson, and I'm finna have her around my life partner, my children, and my – no, that's not finna happen, right? So when it comes to business, that's one thing, but I put in so much work to be the best version of myself. I'm mindful of the company I keep. So you telling me that your friend a hoe, but you not a hoe? You just let her do what you do because you love her? And men be believing that shit. I be like, no, brother, that's a hoe too. If that's your hoe, that's my hoe too. No, if she a hoe, you a hoe too. And that's the thing that people have to realize. So when women think that men do not date BBWs, you out your rabbit ass mind. Look at how fast the BBW get married. Them women marry, and they not taking care of them men. I wish I would. These women married, they not taking care of no men. They doing their thing, straight up. And I think that's a shocker because these women that's putting all this interest in their body and saying like this and saying like that, most of them are single.
Interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting take. You know, it's an interesting take. I think a lot of the BBWs, I mean, some women, like I said, it was natural. Like, but I think a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? It gets back to my theory. You know, my theory is like, you know, as you age, your body changes a lot of times, you know, especially if you have kids and stuff like that. And that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying as far as kids and stuff like that, because that's what you're naturally supposed to do. Some women have the snapback, you know what I'm saying, where they can have a few and get right back to it. But a lot of them, once they do, you know, they get comfortable and they new role as a mother and stuff like that. Now it's not all about the looks and all that. Because prime example, I mean, obviously it was a TV show, and the one chick, you know, that he was married to didn't get all big and stuff like that. But the premise is there is like married with children. Like when I was a kid, you know, Al Bundy and all that show back in the day came out in like the late 80s, 90s. You know what I'm saying? It's just married with children. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I was called Married with Children. I couldn't, you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't really understand the whole premise of the show because I wasn't of age to kind of understand the dynamics of Married with Children. But that's basically what that's stating. Like, once I get married with children.
I used to watch it because Al Bundy used to have the best jokes.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is the premise is, you know, you married, you in a different phase of your life now. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, naturally some women do get bigger and stuff like that. And that's what it is. But they married, you know, they settled in.
Let me tell you what happens. Let me break this down to you.
Okay.
The women that's going and they spending hundreds of dollars on hair, or they stay in the hair salon trying to make sure that there's not an inch of hair that grows out, you know, spending all this money, eyebrows, clothes, shoes, hundreds of dollars on nails just to see. Here's why they miss their blessings, because they put so much emphasis on spending money, making somebody else rich, thinking that that's going to put them on a different standard when it's not on you, it's in you. So regardless of what you're trying to do or who you're trying to make yourself seem like, it's in you. So, yeah, you done attracted some good people based on your presentation. But when they get to know you, you ain't did no work. You ain't did no shadow work. You ain't did no healing. You ain't cleared no childhood trauma. You ain't did shit. So now you just somebody that a person don't want to fuck with unless you play the dumb role. So who wants to go and invest all this money in themselves to be dumb? Like, you don't know what comes along with it. I've had every type of relationship that could be. I've been had a big booty. I know what comes with the attention that they have, right? And it's like y'all just now getting it, and you're putting all this money in yourself with this ego, like, this what I want because this what I look like, this what I got. You should have those things for you, because the spiritual law says one should not reside in their ego, right? So if you're doing all these things, do them for you, not to attract a person, said person. Your person going to find you with whatever vessel you're in. Your person will find you with whatever vessel you're in. Keep that in mind. And I want people to know that, because it's so much pressure on people and body shapes and how they should look and how they da-da-da and how to, like, when you break that shit down, you have some men that love the woman that's just purely in tune, in shape, and so on and so forth. But you got a lot of BBWs out here that's married and happily married and got them a slim man that's taking care of them. So don't ever get it twisted and think that you got to look like the what society norm is. Go against the grain. Go against the grain, because I tell you what, you're going to get more attention when you work on yourself, but all attention ain't good attention. Now you got more people to weed out, and most of them ain't by shit. They just try to sleep with you. That's all that is.
Yeah, I think you summed it up.
Sleep with you. What you got for me? What you going to give me? You know, what can I do? You know, can we do this? Can we do that? Because the ultimate goal is a man to get in your pants. So if you haven't learned that, either you got females that's giving it up too easy, or you got females that's taking too long to give it up. And that's just the thing. You're grown. You see somebody, y'all vibing, y'all kicking it cool. There's one code that women forget, and I'm not going to disclose that code. It's one code that women forget on how to make a man look at them in a different light. And I'm not going to give it, but it's the shit chest. You know what I'm saying? It's not about how long you hold out the pussy. It's not about how fast you get a pussy. There's one thing for sure that you can do that person going to be in tune. It works every fucking time. So,
what's that?
You know, I think that people put too much emphasis on this. Yes, okay, if you're going to the gym, go to the gym for yourself. Health is wealth. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gym for yourself. Be in tune with yourself, but don't do it to attract no man, because guess what? If you being in the gym and you got to do that to attract the man, I suggest you're going to have to do that for your whole life. What if something happens and you can't go to the gym? He going to leave you for somebody else that's in the gym. Don't be superficial. Be yourself. That's all.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. You know, you be yourself and you'll attract. You'll attract, you know, law of attraction. So, but you're going to attract what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? So
there you
it.
Go,
so,
Mo. There you go, Mo.
Exactly.
You better believe it.
So once again, that was Black's topic of the night. Do financially stable men date BBWs? Black says yes. Yes, they do. So so that's what's up. So with that being the case, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. So for anybody out there, you know, that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week. So, you know, before I run down the topics that I'm going to get into tonight, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous chop up and we're going to speak on it?
Let me see. I've seen some things, but I let me go back to. Okay, so let's Jaden Will Smith. Okay, it's news to the world, but it's not news to those that know. Jada and Will have been separated since. Did she say 2016?
Yeah.
But they have kept forth the image because that's their bond. That's what they got. Remember, Will and Jada did not want to come to social media because their life was perfect without being on social media. When they came to social media, they got the grasp of the bullshit on social media, and now they stuck. But Will and Jada have been separated. keep in mind, so when the entanglement, as I told you before, when the entanglement happened with her and August Alsina, they were not together. Her and Will were not together. They just let the public run with their narrative. Will has a partner that he has been with for some time now. Her name is Heidi. And now they're starting to bring Heidi out of the closet. Will has been with Heidi. She's a non-black woman for a very long time. This is why Will take up for Jada. And they're like, why is Will taking up for Jada? It wasn't because Will was soft. It wasn't because Will was anything. It's because Will knew that they weren't together and that he had his partner. Okay? So they're finally coming out with that information so that people will know. Okay?
Well, she is booked too, Jada.
She what?
She's pushing her book, her memoir or whatever. You know, so that's why all this stuff is coming out. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that, you know, that's that.
So, there was something with Tory Lanez that came out. Now, you know, WAC 100 is infamous for... WAC 100 is so infamous for all the shit he talked, but you kind of got to give it to him because some of the shit really be making sense. And WAC 100 is going to always come with some paperwork or proof. He's annoying as shit, but he is. So WAC 100 said, free Tory. He said, okay. Tory Lanez refused solitary confinement and hit the main line. And that 10 with 85% didn't stick, like I said. His release is in 5 years flat. And that's without any appeal on a 4-year gun enhancement being reversed. I think we'll see Tory late 2014 or mid 2025. Wait, it won't be this 2023. So he's basically saying that Tory Lanez basically with, you know, on top of time served and on top of, you know, him, you know, getting the time off, that we should see him next year or top of the year
before. Hold on. This is just according to WAC 100 because he's some type of lawyer or something? Like, what? I don't get what is
no,
he based
on? No, it's based upon the evidence. Like, they were trying to get him with 10 years, but they couldn't.
All right. We shall see.
So none of that stuck, right?
Yeah.
You know, like everybody, said, the girl wasn't shot. You know, like, so...
And it's definitely, I think it's a documentary on HBO that somebody was talking about, you know, that really goes in depth like that. I think the documentary, it tells Meg's side of the story, but then it goes and tells Tory Lanez's side of the story. And there is a lot of things that don't add up. So I don't
exactly
foresee him doing, I don't foresee him doing the whole 10 years, but he's going to do probably about 5. He's going to do half of it. Because,
I doubt,
you know what,
I doubt if he do.
I'm going to tell you why. In my opinion, and this is my intuition, you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong, but it just seemed like he was doing too much. You know what I'm saying? He got the fame, the fortune, or whatever. He just started doing too much. Even when he was should have been low, he still was just out here doing too much. And I think that came and just bit him. And then, like I said, I still get back to this. Like I said, we can go back to that night, and only the people that was there truly knows what happened. And apparently it seemed like Meg had her head turned, and so she didn't even see where the shot came from, but she just know that, you know, she got grazed in her foot and all that other stuff, and, you know, we all know, you know, we're at this point now. But I guess the point I'm just trying to make is, man, you got to have cooler heads got to prevail, man. If you in a spot and you taking down two females and you know there's drinks involved and they starting to get some jealousy and all this other stuff, it's not for you to put lighting fluid on the situation and make the fire bigger. You're supposed to put that fire out, and that's where I fought Tory Lanez. Even if he did not
do
the
here's his release information. They said he is eligible for parole September 2029. So just even off the fact that he got booked September 2023 and he's eligible for parole in 2029, bro, that's only 6 years by default.
So if he goes forth,
which they have filed an appeal, that's what he's saying. He'll get out well before then, because even on that 2029, he still get 15%. I mean, he still get 15% off. So here's another story that was very interesting. Sergio Brown, he was an ex-NFL player. Sergio Brown had boarded a plane to flee the United States, and they caught him while he boarded the plane to flee the United States. And they caught him in Mexico, and they sent him back to he was trying to go to Colombia, but they put him on a flight, you know, and said the flight was going to Tijuana. They diverted the flight to Tijuana to get him off of the plane because he was like, let me go. But what? Why are you fighting with them in midair? Well, this guy, he was suffering from whatever this is when it comes to the NFL, when they have all of the head injuries. He killed his mother.
Damn.
He killed his mother. And so, you know, the very sad part about it is, you know, everybody was talking about how his mother was such a good woman and, you know what I'm saying, like how, you know, she's truly, you know, truly, truly missed. Yeah, that's like he had a meltdown. He was arrested in connection with his mother's death weeks after she went missing. And she seems like a cool person. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was just showing so much love to her, you know, but they are extraditing him back to Chicago. They found his mother in her home deceased. So, you know, it's a sad story overall because you can tell how he's acting on the plane that he's not in his right mind. It's like he's blacked out or something like that, right? And so it's very sad that has to happen. And I really think that something will definitely change with the NFL. If it doesn't change, it's like these niggas don't care. They're going to risk their lives to not have a good life after football. You know, the people that's not really taking the hits, great. But the people that's taking the hits, they're suffering greatly. And so, yeah, we got to figure it out. Now, the girl Carly Russell that faked the abduction in Alabama. She was found guilty in the fake abduction in case. A judge recommended a year in jail and $18,000 in fines. So there she goes. I'm going to send you. Oh, let me see if I can do it. I just sent you on Instagram Will's girl. That's who Will is with. That's who he's been with for some time now. That's Will's. Yeah, that's Will's girl, Heidi. They've been together for years.
Yeah, they seem like they just got, like, you know, an open relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what
they got their kids. And they like, why are we getting a divorce? We can just date who we want to date and just keep it in family, you know, keep it in house. We ain't out there like that with it. But, you know, they got, like, a whole little tribe, it seemed like. It's weird, but I guess it works for them.
Jada, you know, says she can't find herself to file a divorce from him. She said that she was going to stick with it, and that's what she has. So they played an episode on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and basically they were talking about how Kris Jenner helped Tristan Thomas get his gig on ESPN, and they just unfolded. He wanted to be on ESPN, and, you know, Kris, she going to be by her bag. Kris called and negotiated a deal with Disney, and it was done within a matter of days for him to get on ESPN, and he was on ESPN. So, you know, Kris uses her daughters to bring these people in, and Kris is making money off everybody. So, of course, because Kris negotiated the deal, she's getting a part of she done got a part of the pie, you know?
She be getting to the bag, man, getting all the daughters to the bag.
Yeah, she ain't playing at all. She ain't playing at all.
You're not.
So yeah, that's about all.
Okay. All right. So that's what's up. Appreciate you with the topic. So, you know, I'll take it from here. So, got about a half an hour left in the show, so I'm gonna run it down. I'll probably be long-winded as I you know, roll through these topics. But speaking of football, just to kind of piggyback off what Black said, that is a sad situation. I saw like bits and pieces of the that unfortunate
incident. And with CTE, as far as football, you know, they have put a lot of different things in play to make football not as intentionally violent as it used to be. Because I've been watching football since 1985, you know what I'm saying? The 85 Bears was the first time I can remember, like, really, and I was young, you know, but first time I can remember a season of football. So definitely from the physicality that it was then to now has definitely changed. I mean, it really, really started taking a lot of changes in the last like 15 years. You know, they've, a lot of the hits that they used to promote, you know, because they used to have highlight packages of like people just getting smacked, you know what I'm saying? But now, because of the head injuries, like, the wide receivers are totally protected now. I mean, so you can't, like, lead with your helmet like you used to, because a lot of times you was defenseless. So, like, you go up to catch the ball and somebody could just really just set you up for a big hit, you know, because they, you know, because the defense, they want to get you to drop the ball, to fumble. So they want to hit you as hard as they can. So a lot of that has been, you know, taken out of the league. And then, like, with the quarterback position, you know, because the quarterbacks are the most marketable, you know, person, you know, on each team in most cases, you know, now when you hit the quarterback, you know, you got to hit them in like a sweet spot, which is like, you know, from the neck to the top of the knee, you know what I'm saying? You can't go below the knee and you can't go on, you know, on top of, you can't do a headshot, you know what I'm saying? So, so with that, you know, I think the NFL, they've definitely made some adjustments to it, with that. So, now, speaking of, as I get into some NFL talk, so big shout-out to the Great Lakes Division. You know, I premiered that on the world-famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition, you know, a couple of weeks back. So, once again, the Great Lakes Division, as far as football is concerned, that's, I take it from the west to the east, but that's the Chicago Bears. There's four teams in the Great Lakes Division. So we got the Chicago Bears, we got the Detroit Lions, we got my Cleveland Browns, and then we got the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, just to give a quick update, so this past week, it was week six of football. Chicago Bears, they lost to, I believe, the Minnesota Vikings. Fields, you know, he suffered a thumb injury. I think he dislocated his thumb, came down real – I think he bent his thumb backwards, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how long that's going to – that has him out. But, you know, with him – being injured, they brought in a backup QB, and I've heard somebody talk about this backup QB, O.J. Simpson, when he was on It Is What It Is, talked about, I think he knew the backup quarterback's father, and he was just like, oh, because, you know, Chicago Bears have been a little, they've jumped out to like a slow start, you know, so a lot of people are really wondering if Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback in, you know, of the future there, you know what I'm saying? So they're really thinking. So anyway, long story short, I heard OJ talk about this guy. So he got in, didn't do so well. And, you know, Justin Fields, he's played pretty good the last 2 weeks. So we'll see how this injury is. A lot of quarterbacks are bubbling up in college. So we'll see, you know, if how their record ends at the end of the year and see if they're going to be, you know, on board of taking a new quarterback. But so that's what's up with the Chicago Bears. So Detroit Lions, big shout out to the Detroit Lions. They got another big win. I'm trying to think who they beat. But they won this week. I can't think of the people, the team that they played. If it comes to me, I'll come back. But shout out to Detroit. I'm proud of Detroit, man, as far as the Lions, because it's been a long time coming for their football team to, you know, to be prominent again. Of course, back in the day, they had Barry Sanders, who was one of the best electrifying running backs you will ever see play professional football. But, you know, after a while, you know, just being on losing teams and he being the whole show, you know, he retired early, man, walked away from the game. And he probably should have been the leading rusher of football, you know, like the most rushing yards. That's a prominent record to have. Emmitt Smith of the Cowboys, he actually has the record. But, you know, if you go back in time, you know, Emmitt Smith was good. Of course, they won three Super Bowls. He won three Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys, the 90s Cowboys, with Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin, you know, coached by Jimmy Johnson. That's when, the owner,
you know, Jerry Jones took over the team back in the day, and he thought, oh man, this is going to be, you know, we're gonna always be at the top. But you know, aside from those three Super Bowls in the 90s, of course, the Cowboys have been, you know, trying to get back to the Super Bowl, and they haven't been able to do it. But anyway, Barry Sanders, you know, he had walked away. Then they had this this wide receiver in the early 2000s named Megatron. Calvin Johnson was really good, and he was on pace to be kind of like a Hall of Fame wide receiver, but he got fed up with Detroit because Detroit, you know, is just their front office has never been run well. And but finally, it seemed like they finally got it together. You know, I'm a big fan of Detroit, the city. You know, I got to get back out there, but you know, when I was out there a few years ago, and I got a chance to walk downtown, I'm like, man, Detroit is really, you know, a nice like gym on the low. But it's just good to see the football team doing well. I remember walk downtown because the stadium, the baseball stadium and the football stadium was like a few blocks from each other, but beautiful Ford Field, I believe it was called. It's the only dome that's in this Great Lakes division that I'm talking about. But shout out to Detroit. They're doing big things. They only lost one game, and they're gonna be something to deal with this season, especially out of the NFC. Then, of course, we had the game of the week in NFL football. So any of the sports fans is out here listening to the show, big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. Now, Deshaun Watson, I was about to really – I still am, feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so – and we'll probably broach this topic on Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So shout out to my co-host, Kev Herc. If you want to be in tune with that particular show, you know, just follow the Mo Benz Twitter page, MOBINNS, and you'll get plugged right in. You know what I'm saying? I always, you know, retweet the show. But anyway, on this Tuesday's edition – you know, Deshaun Watson, of course, everybody knows, or anybody that's in the know that listens to the follow sports, he's the quarterback for the Browns. He used to be with the Houston Texans. And he got into some controversy because he was just doing way too much as far as Instagram and getting massages and whatnot. It was like 30 females or whatever that came out and talked about it. It was just, I don't know, sexual harassment, some type of ish, but, you know, he was suspended for a whole season, really trying to redo his image. But the guy was a good quarterback, at least in Houston, and we're waiting to see that good quarterback in Cleveland. But because of all the controversy, right before the controversy or whatever, when he was going for it, he got like a fully guaranteed, and I don't count other people's money, but it's fully guaranteed like $230 million NFL contract, which was unheard of at the time, still is, because nobody is getting fully guaranteed money like that. You know, people have come close, and Lamar Jackson, he held out a long time trying to get that same deal. It wasn't happening. Cleveland, you know, I hate to say it, our ownership was desperate, but he did what he had to do. You know, he wanted to get a prominent, you know, Pro Bowl-type quarterback that could, you know, really have us compete. So anyway, I say that to say this. He got slightly injured a few weeks ago. You know, I guess he got like a kind of like a bruised rotator cuff or whatever the case may be. But he was cleared to play. But he hasn't played in the last 2 weeks, even though he was cleared to play. So, anyway, the difference between the NFL and NBA is, of course, NBA is a players' league. You see the contract is crazy. And the NFL quarterback has kind of caught up to these NBA contracts. So, of course, the big thing is, and, you know, shout out to the NBA. You know, the season's going to start in a few weeks. The, you know, training camp started a couple of weeks ago. So they're getting back in tune to you know, run down a new season. But the difference is, you know, the NBA, of course, they've got a lot of flack because a lot of their star players over the last few seasons have been, you know, hurt like all the time, missing all types of games, primetime games, and it just hurt the product, you know. So to the point that, you know, people wasn't even watching the regular season games like that anymore and just waiting for the playoffs because, like, all the big stars wasn't playing these big games. So that brings me to Deshaun Watson, and, you know, he missed So Cleveland had a bye week, so they were off last week. But the week before, they played the Baltimore Ravens, and that's a big rivalry game. That's the AFC North rivalry game between, you know, Cleveland Browns and Baltimore. That's a big-time division game. Of course, Baltimore has Lamar Jackson, who I just mentioned, and we have now Deshaun Watson, and they've been rivals since college. So, you know, I was all pumped up to see us see them play because this would be their first head-to-head matchup since Deshaun Watson has been in Cleveland, and he didn't play. You know what I'm saying? Even though the doctors cleared him, he didn't play. So we're going to be discussing, I guess, this coming Tuesday, is this the reason why NFL players, especially quarterbacks or just players in general, don't get these guaranteed contracts? The NFL does not want that same type of energy in, you know, that the NBA has with these guaranteed big-time contracts and a lot of the, you know, big-name players not playing these big marquee games. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, you know, Baltimore beat the Browns 2 weeks ago. We had an off week. We had the bye week last week. And then this week, we're playing the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. If you've been keeping up with football, San Francisco has been the hottest team in football. Brock Purdy, he was like Mr. Irrelevant, meaning when you say Mr. Irrelevant, that's the last pick of the draft. So it's like seven rounds of NFL draft each year with college, you know, drafting, you know, to go into the NFL. So seven rounds, right? There's about 32 teams, so 32 rounds of, you know, each round is 32 picks in the seven rounds. So he was the very last pick of the draft, the very last person. He, you know, if he wasn't drafted, he would have been undrafted. So he came on the scene, and, you know, the quarterback that they had there last year, whatever, got hurt. He came in, and he hasn't lost. I mean, of course, he lost in the playoffs, but lost to Philly. But he hadn't lost a regular season game. And then they started out 5-0. So San Francisco 49ers came to the Great Lakes by way of Cleveland, played earlier today, 1 o'clock game. And I was all pumped up for Deshaun Watson. Guess what? He didn't play. Now, luckily, I think the guy's name is Walker. I got to watch the rest of the highlights. But our third-string quarterback, because the guy that they put in against Baltimore, second-string quarterback, he was the worst, man. The guy stunk it up. So glad they didn't bring this guy back in to start. So they went to their third-string quarterback. He got to start because Deshaun Watson did not play. And the Browns was able to make a big-time upset and beat the San Francisco 49ers. Huge win for Cleveland. So now the Browns are now 3-2, and we'll see if Deshaun Watson now – we'll be back for the next week. I think we play like the Indianapolis Colts the next week. So, but yeah, he seemed like he's on some like NBA type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be interesting to see, man. So, but because I would have really had something to say if the Browns would have lost. But luckily we got the win. And if he can come back healthy and do his thing, all is well. But that was almost a big time controversy, especially with the loss. But shout out to my Browns, you know, giving the 49ers their first loss. Eager to see what all the sports pundits are going to have to say this week. But yeah, big time win for the Browns. So, and then, you know, the fourth team in the Great Lakes division is the Buffalo Bills. They're playing the Giants. They should probably beat the Giants. They're playing right now as we speak. But that is the Great Lakes division. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. So, you know, me and Kev Herc, we're running down the Great Lakes division for, you know, we're doing it for football. I think I talked about this last week. We're doing it for basketball. And so this is a new thing that I'm kind of intrigued about. We're actually going to be doing it for hockey as well. Baseball, I'm like, because, you know, I'm not really the Indians are no more because of the whole, you know, and I'm not mad at it. It's just like, it's just, you know, I'm used to when I was a kid, you know, we were the Cleveland Indians. We're the Cleveland Guardians, you know, because of, you know, the political correctness of certain things, just like the Washington Redskins, the football team are no longer the Washington Redskins. They are the Commanders. So two teams that, you know, I guess now in 2023 are considered derogatory, you know, towards the Native American, you know, nation. So they changed their names. So because of that, not really a big fan of the Guardians. And then, you know,
for the Great Lakes Division in baseball, you know, I do like the Toronto Blue Jays, but I just don't know if it if the narrative works for baseball. You know, I will have to really we will have to really think about it a little bit more. But I am excited to do it for the NBA. So the NBA, once again, it's the same 4-team format, but taking it from the West to the East. So, you know, in the NBA, the Great Lake Division is going to be the Chicago Bulls, the Detroit Pistons, Cleveland Cavs, and the Toronto Raptors. You know what I'm saying? So those are all the Great Lake cities, you know. So last week's episode, we ran it down, and, you know, I talked about how, just to set this up for basketball, I talked about the reason why now these teams aren't going to be talked about, you know, and I talked about this last week, so I don't want to, you know, rehash everything that I said last week, because you listen to last week's episode and really, you know, it's going to sound like kind of what I'm saying now. But anyway, what I was saying, just to sum it up for the people that maybe didn't listen to last week's episode, is the Chicago Bulls, you know, of course, it's going to be like the ghost of Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, can the Chicago Bulls – these are the storylines that I'm looking forward to. The Chicago Bulls, you know, it's been the ghost of Michael Jordan since 1998. You know, Derrick Rose had an MVP season for like one season. That was the 1 year that they were pretty good, you know, after Michael Jordan. But they haven't been able to get their team in order since then. You know, they still got those Bulls jerseys, and every time you see that them Chicago Bulls jersey, you think of Michael Jordan, but he's not walking through that door. Then, you know, of course, the other team in the Great Lakes Division is the Detroit Pistons. Shout out to the Bad Boy Pistons, 89-90, Isaiah Thomas Pistons, early 2000s, you know, when they had Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, you know, that rough and rugged, you know, Detroit Pistons team that won a championship in the early 2000s. Can we get a Bad Boys 3? You know, that's going to be, you know, what I'm looking at for that. Of course, my Cleveland Cavs, you know, I haven't been the Cavs team that I really enjoyed back in the day was like the old school Cavs from like the late 80s, early 90s. Of course, 2016, we won the chip with LeBron and Kyrie Irving. And, you know, can, you know, year two of Donovan Mitchell, you know, we made the playoffs last year, but we lost to the New York Knicks. Can they get it together? And then, of course, the fourth team in the Great Lakes Division is going to be the Toronto Raptors. So I'm eager to talk about Toronto Raptors, you know, over the course of the season because, of course, Toronto being there in Canada, they don't get enough burn. But, you know, Toronto is right there in the Great Lakes, you know what I'm saying, just across from Lake Erie. And, you know, shout out to the Toronto Raptors. You know, of course, they had Air Canada, Vince Carter back in the day. Kawhi Leonard got his weight up a few years back, won a championship with them. So, you know, let's see what the Toronto Raptors are going to do. So I'm going to be looking at the NBA through the prism of those teams. Of course, you know, you got all different types of storylines. They're going to be big in NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, Jokic in Denver, can he repeat? Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns, the Golden State Warriors, of course, Boston, you know, those are all going to be prominent storylines. But to be able to watch the NBA through the prism of those teams and just young teams that's not going to be talked about is going to be interesting. So that's the Great Lakes Division in basketball. Now, lastly, what's exotic for me at least is this whole Great Lakes Division hockey. So, of course, you know, I'm a black man, so you don't really see black people talk about hockey. So that's why I'm eager to try this out. You know, I've always been intrigued by hockey. The high school I went to, you know, in Cleveland back in the day, we had a hockey team. Never had a professional team in Cleveland. But, you know, we had our hockey rink in Cleveland Heights, you know, Cleveland Heights Pavilion, I think it was called, or it is called because it's still here. But basically, hockey. You know, I've always been intrigued by hockey, so for us to kind of start to cover it, I think it'd be intriguing. So the Great Lakes Division hockey, not going to be this week. I think we're going to probably talk about this the following Tuesday. But it's going to consist of, again, you know what I'm saying, it's the Great Lakes cities, and I'm always taking it from the west to the east, right? So we're going to have the Chicago Blackhawks, right? Chicago Blackhawks. They got the ill jerseys, you know what I'm saying? The ill, and once again, because it's, I guess, it's socially acceptable, you know, it's the Blackhawks, so that's, you know, a tribute to Native Americans, but I guess it's not derogatory like the Cleveland Indians or the Washington Redskins. The Chicago Blackhawks still get to live with their, you know, logo, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them. And then the Detroit Red Wings. They seem like they've always been rough and rugged, man. Detroit, you know, it get cold up there, man. That's why they got a dome. You know, I was just talking about the football team. They're in a dome. You know, all the other teams are like stadiums where you know, you're out in the open. But Detroit Red Wings, you know what I'm saying? So I'm eager to see their – look at their hockey team. And then the number – so I don't have – we don't have a Cleveland team. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a Columbus hockey team, but that's Columbus. That's not the Great Lakes. Cleveland is the Great Lakes, so forget that. So then we go to Buffalo, man, the Buffalo Sabres, right? So Buffalo Sabres, the hockey team out of Buffalo, New York. I've heard Griselda, you know, big up the Buffalo Sabres a few times on a couple of songs that they had. So I'm eager to kind of, you know, look at hockey through the prism of that team. And then the number four team, we have the Toronto Maple Leafs. That'll be the Great Lakes Division hockey. You know what I'm saying? So I'm eager to talk about that, man. So that's going to be interesting. So, you know, that's my sports report for tonight. Oh, one last thing I got to talk about. I got to talk some college football real quick. So shout out to Primetime, Coach Prime. But I know he was pissed because I was pissed. So the Colorado Buffaloes, man, shout out to Shedeur Sanders, you know what I'm saying, the star quarterback, you know, Deion Sanders' son. But the Colorado Buffaloes, man, it was up 29-0. You know, I'm watching the highlights. Oh, like, oh, okay, they mopping Stanford. You know what I'm saying? Stanford, shout out to Stanford. I'm like, oh, they mopping Stanford. I'm like, oh, 29-0? They about to be ranked again because, you know, they fell out of the rankings, so they had lost to, you know, Oregon and USC. So they were, what, 4-2 coming into that game. And this game was on Friday night, Friday the 13th. But Stanford came all the way back, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Travis Hunter. You know, he had been hurt, but he's their star two-way player. You know, he plays wide receiver and defensive back. He came back. So it was pumped up in Colorado. And, you know, they took their foot off the gas, man. They thought they had the game won too early and started playing real lethargic. And Stanford, they hit some great plays and, you know, a couple penalties. And then, you know, the game went into overtime. And Shedeur threw a bad interception, the first bad interception I've seen him throw the whole season. So I saw, you know, I wanted to see the press conference, so they lost, you know what I'm saying? And that was just bad because they were up 29-0. You're never supposed to lose a 29-0 lead at halftime, you know what I'm saying? But basically, I watched the Coach Prime press conference, and it was just, I just wanted to see how he handled himself. But, you know, he handled it with grace, you know what I'm saying? He was just like, yo, tight, I'm mad, but you know, you guys deserve to get, you know, even though I'm in my feelings right now, you know, I can't come in here and you know, off a loss the way I would, basically, you know, the way I would with a win, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep that same energy, you know. So of course he was like disappointed, you know, he was saying even when I was a player, I don't ever remember giving up a 29-0 lead. And, you know, he just talked about what the team needs to do. And, you know, basically his message to the team was like, we got to get back to the people who love this game. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be in like with something. You got to love something. You know what I'm saying? He was like, and I love this game. So, you know, we got to get back to that. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. But I like how him and Shedeur, you know, he came up, stepped up to the plate, you know what I'm saying, and had his press conference. So they got a bye week coming up, so they got some things to get in order because that was a game they definitely should have won. So so that has been the sports report. So that's what's going on in sports right now. So switching gears, got a chance to watch the BET Awards. It was this past Tuesday, I believe. So I'm going to give you the highlights. So first off, some of the highlights. So I didn't really see too many awards being given. But I think it was two awards that was given. I missed this second award, but it was kind of controversial, the second award. First award maybe could have been kind of controversial, but you can kind of see it going either way. Basically, Best New Artist. I thought it would have went to Sexy Red because Sexy Red's been on fire, you know what I'm saying, ever since she came out. And, you know, Pound Town, you know what I'm saying, thugging with her
Rounds, Pound Town, you know, Pink, Round, you know what I mean? Everybody know the lyric of that. That really kind of put her on the map, and she's been on fire ever since then. But she did lose Best New Artist to Ice Spice, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ice Spice out of the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Ice Spice wasn't even there to take to get the award, you know what I'm saying? But so she beat Sexy Black, I mean, Sexy Red. Shout out to Sexy Black, too. Shout out to Black. No, but Sexy Red beat Sexy Red. And so that was kind of like an upset because I thought Sexy Red, you know, probably should have won. But, you know, I'm not mad the Ice Spice won, but I think Sexy Red has definitely had a better rookie season. Then I think the other, and I'm correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody out there listening, but I think the other thing was Podcast of the Year or whatever. Last year it went to Drink Champs. And I think this year, what's City Girls? Karishi, I think that's her name. I might be pronouncing her name wrong. But the one of the City Girls that be kicking it with Puff, her podcast supposedly got Podcast of the Year over, you know, Drink Champs and Cameron Mace, It Is What It Is. I'm like, what? So everybody was like, hell no, get the hell out of here. And people saying her podcast is good, but it's not consistent. You know, apparently she's only got like 6 episodes. And, you know, she might have an episode up and not do another episode for like 5 months or whatever. So they're like, yo, what type of shit is that? But, you know, of course, BET, they're probably trying to prop her up to get her to do more podcast episodes. So that was another category. I didn't even see that, but apparently I think that's what happened. And then some of the performances, shout out, because I don't really watch all these award shows like that anymore. But I do like to watch the Hip Hop Awards because, you know, I'm a rap dude. I like to see what's going on in the rap music, see the new, the old, and, you know, what's popping. But the Lifetime Achievement – oh, and another thing they kind of did a little bit different this year for the BET Hip Hop Awards was, being that it is the 50th year, 50th anniversary of hip-hop or whatever, they wanted to talk about the whole aspects of hip-hop, which is, you know, rap, of course, the DJ aspect of it and the producing aspect. So, you know, that part was cool. You know, I think they had DJ Jazzy Jeff came and was like kind of, I think he DJed a little bit, D-Nice, Kid Capri, you know what I'm saying? So that was interesting. And then the Lifetime Achievement Award, they gave it to Marley Marl. And I wasn't really hip to him because he was a little old school, you know what I'm saying, a little bit before I really, really started getting into him, but you know, just connecting the dots, like, now it makes sense. But, you know, Marley Marl was out of Queensbridge. You know, he produced Roxanne Shanté. She was out of Queensbridge, too. Juice Crew, which consisted of Big Daddy Kane, back in the day, Biz Markie. So he was an old-school producer from Queensbridge, man. Definitely got his flowers as the Lifetime Achievement Award. So that was dope. You know, he produced, I didn't even know, he did the Mama Said Knock You Out, LL Cool J album. So we talked about that. So that was cool, man. You know, some history that I learned because I didn't realize he, you know, did some of those beats that they talked about. Some of the performances. Shout out to Memphis, man, Glorilla. She performed with Fabio Foreign. You know, Fabio's from Brooklyn, but, you know, he's a drill rapper from Brooklyn. Probably like my favorite, you know, drill rapper from Brooklyn, you know, as far as that drill rap. I rock with Fabio. But anyway, they did this song called Cha-Cha-Cha. That's off that Yo Gotti compilation. You know, shout out to Yo Gotti, Moneybagg Yo, you know, they whole thing they got going on in Memphis. That's off that Gangsta Art 2 album, I believe. And then Fat Joe, you know, Fat Joe was the host. So pretty good show, you know what I'm saying? Not bad. Went, you know, kept me entertained for a couple of hours, so. That was that. And then very quickly, you know, we got about 4 minutes left. So these last 4 minutes, I'll give you 2 reviews. So I guess while I'm keeping it on music, shout out to Offset. Offset just dropped a new album. You know, of course, Offset is a third member of Migos. Once again, rest in peace to Takeoff. You know, we lost Takeoff about a year ago. Shout out to Quavo. Quavo had a nice album he did. Came out about a month and a half ago, and now Offset
And I'm a fan of Offset, man. I like Offset and Cardi B. I like their whole little relationship they got going on right now. They kind of on a, I just one of the rap couples that I dig right now. But you know, Offset, he's got a new album. It's called Set It Off. Now, I mean, the album as a whole, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? It could have been better. I think I liked his last album, Father of Four. That was the album came out, I believe, probably like 2019 or whatever. So this was his, you know, third album. Well, he had another album. Him and 21 Savage had a collaborative album that was pretty good a couple years ago. But, you know, this is his newest one. So it's three songs on it that I really like. You know, it's, the album as a whole is like, all right, but three songs I really like. He's got the song called Jealousy with Cardi B. Goes hard. I like that. Shout out to that. He's got a song called Fine As I Can Be with Latto. I definitely like Latto, man. Shout out to her, man. She's doing her thing from the South, female. And then he's got this other song called Pop Out the Vans. It's got a nice beat, man. I like the way he kind of, his cadence on that. So shout out to Offset, you know what I'm saying, Migos. I think they've definitely been the biggest rap group out of Atlanta since Outkast, man. They really picked up the baton for Outkast. And ever since Outkast stopped making music as a collective, seemed like Migos, you know, picked up that slack. And, you know, it seemed like now you got to put them up there with Outkast, man. It's like, I don't know who I like better, Outkast or Migos. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, you can say they for the culture, they both did about, you know, they both, for, you know, Outkast is just a little bit more old school, and, you know, Migos is more of what's now. So, you know, shout out to Offset, new album. And lastly, new TV show that I'm kind of feeling, man. So, I haven't watched a network TV show in a minute, but it's a show called Found. It's on NBC. And I don't know the names of these actors that's in it, but one actor, she's the black chick that was on Shameless. She was with the one white dude. They own like a bar or whatever, but the black chick, she's got like, you know, she's like the star of the show. And for going old school, you know, Saved by the Bell, Zach from Saved by the Bell, he's like the villain on the show or whatever. But it's a good show, man. It's about like kidnapped victims, and I think she got kidnapped when she was younger. And, you know, and now she's like, you know, like a kind of vigilante detective type of person that's helping out with these missing persons and stuff like that. Pretty good show, man. It's like corny at times, but it's like corny good, man. So definitely one of my favorite new shows, man. It's like a weekly show. So, yeah, this is a show I'll be checking for now. So that's it. So once again, this has been the world famous Chop Up. So I've talked my ish long enough. So big shout out to Black with that topic. You know what I'm saying? Oh no, you know, Black had her thoughts on that. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't really get too much of that topic. I really just didn't know what to come with. But you know, shout out to Black for riding shotgun on that. Shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up. As always, if you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG, MoBins, MOBINNS. Definitely follow the Twitter page. That is Real Adult Talk. You know, the talk is spelled TAWK. We put that country twang on it. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.